And they usually measure the height of a horse in...
In inches? In feet?
Oh, well, these are two.
Hands?
Mm-hmm.
Is that how they measure a whole horse?
Yeah, but don't ask me how big a hand is.
Just like I want to know how big is a piece.
This is your what? Your left?
Hand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And this is a...
Leg.
Mm-hmm. And I have two...
Two legs.
And two...
Two calves. Oh, two feet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And this is just one...
Foot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And this sometimes if you stumble over something, you might bruise your...
Your shin.
Mm-hmm. And let's see... When the ground is too cold or muddy to sit on, you might get down. Oh, say you might do this, and you're doing what?
Squat.
What do you say? You squat on your
heels.
Mm-hmm. And say someone's been sick for a while, but he's up and about now. You might say, well, he still looks a bit.
Peaked.
Peaked.
And, now ask me how to spell it, and I won't know. I don't think I will.
Let's see. If a man is very big and muscular and athletic, you'll say he's very
strong.
Mm-hmm. And see if he's really heavy set. You might say he's not really fat. He's just kind of
broad.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever use stout there?
Use stout.
And someone who's very easy to get along with, you say he's very...
Congenial, mm-hmm. I would.
Would you ever say he's a good-natured person, too?
He's good-natured. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when a boy gets into his teens, around 12, 14, he's apt to be all arms and legs, and can't walk through a room without knocking over the furniture. You say, well, at that age, he's
clumsy.
Awfully... And let's see. So a person keeps doing things that just don't make any sense. You say, well, he's just a
fool. Okay.
that word, is that a word that you use pretty sparingly?
Rather. That's why, because it's hard to call a person a fool, because something he does has to be right.
he can be foolish and still
right, not be a fool, right.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I kind of hesitated to say it, but that would be what he would be.
A person who just won't spend a cent, you call him
a stingy.
Mm-hmm. And what about one who'll pay his money, but he's still pretty tight with it. Any name for him?
He's cheap.
Cheap. We ever use a miser there?
A miser, yes indeed.
Does that mean the same thing?
I don't feel that they are the same dictionary definitions,
mm-hmm.
but we may use them interchangeably.
Mm-hmm.
But if I would be technical about it, I would say a miser is not the same as a cheapskate.
Mm-hmm.
A miser doesn't spend anything for any need or anything else. A cheapskate is one who would take just the slightest liberty. Michael, listen. Now you are being annoying. Go in the back, since you cannot stay out here like you should. What did I tell you about that?
I hope you can splice.
No problem. would you ever, let's see, when you use the word common about a person, what does it mean? Say he's just a common person. Is that a good or bad thing to say?
Well, it depends on what I have said about him or the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Just like I said last night about the mother-in-law,
mm-hmm.
of the bride,
mm-hmm.
I told my mother, I said, well, she's just a common lady.